This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden pushed back against suggestions his administration is responsible for a surge of immigrants at the southern border with Mexico. Speaking at his first news conference Thursday, the president said it's an annual seasonal spike and issues in their home nations push repeatedly on immigration. Biden says his administration's expelling the vast majority of those trying to enter, with a big exception, children. The president says the U.S. will move quickly to move hundreds of them out of cramped detention facilities where he says conditions are unacceptable. Several powerful tornadoes tore through the southern U.S. state of Alabama Thursday, killing at least five people, injuring dozens of others, and destroying entire neighborhoods. Emergency management officials say the five confirmed fatalities were in Ohatchee, a town of 1,200 people in the northwestern corner of the state, where a twister ripped apart homes and down trees and power lines. Authorities say tens of thousands of people have been left without power following the storm. North Korea's state news agency confirming Friday that it had launched a newly developed type of tactical guided projectile on Thursday. The announcement came as the United States condemned the launch and warned of a threat to international peace and security. The launches, which were Pyongyang's first ballistic missile test in nearly a year, underscored steady progress in its weapons program amid stalled denuclearization talks with the United States. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. By a remote, this is VOA News. Final election results show Israel in a political deadlock once again, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his opponents falling short of a governing majority. The Elections Commission says with 100% of votes counted that Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party and his natural allies have won 52 seats in the 120-seat Knesset, Israel's parliament. If no one is able to assemble a 61-seat majority in weeks of negotiations, then Israel will go to elections for a fifth time in roughly 2 years. The cleanup in New South Wales continues after days of flooding and heavy rain finally ended in Australia's most populous state. Aerial footage on Friday showed surfboards, tires, debris floating near submerged properties as floodwaters remained high. The extreme weather has affected 40% of the population. 2,000 people remain in rescue shelters. Many have only ruins to return to now. Conditions have eased over the last 2 days, but evacuation warnings remained on Friday for hundreds of people in low-lying properties along the coast of New South Wales. Officials in the southwestern U.S. state of Texas raised the death toll from February's winter storm and blackouts to at least 111 people. That's nearly double the state's initial tally, following one of the worst power outages in U.S. history. Texas health officials say most of the deaths are associated with hypothermia. Many homes went without power or drinkable water for days after sub-freezing temperatures, failing power plants, and record demand for heat pushed the state's electric grid to the breaking point. The first batch of COVID-19 vaccines arrived in South Sudan Thursday. The 132,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine will be offered first to healthcare workers, including doctors and nurses, along with other vulnerable groups, free of charge. Confidence in the AstraZeneca vaccine had plunged across Europe after recent reports that a small number of recipients have developed unusual blood clots amid a coronavirus wave on the continent. More than 15 African countries received COVID-19 vaccines in recent weeks. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.